Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you just can't fall asleep at night. The culprit could be what is known as doom scrolling, something that people use to unwind. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Using your iPhone to scroll through the latest news and events before bedtime, you're doom scrolling. A term coined during the pandemic. Unfortunately, this popular habit can take a toll on your mental health and your sleep. If doom scrolling becomes an ongoing habit, the loss of sleep increases your risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. It can also cause issues with falling asleep and anxiety. Getting regular quality sleep is the key to good health and overall well-being. Here are some other ways you can improve your sleep. Create a sleep schedule. Aim for a minimum of 7 hours of sleep each night. Keep phones, tablets, and computers out of your bed. Make sure your sleep space is cool, dark, and clean. Wake up and go to bed at the same time every day. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder releases unofficial election night results. Former probation officer sentenced for felony grand theft. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County last night, just after midnight. This was the fourth update overall. In the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes, about 51% to Jim D'Antona's 48%. In District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400 votes, 52% to Adam Verdon's 47%. In the clerk recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead of both Vanessa Rosso and Gaia Powell with over 60% of the votes. For the statewide races, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra are currently the top two vote-getters for governor of California. Hilton has 28% of the votes, and Becerra has 25% of the votes. U.S. House District 19, Jimmy Panetta leads with 58%, against Peter Verbica, trailing behind with 23% of the votes. In District 24, Carbajal leads with 52% of the votes, and Bob Smith with 39% of the votes. Carbajal and Panetta have garnered enough votes to advance to the general election in November. For Insurance Commissioner, Jane Kim and Ben Allen are currently the top two, with 24% and 19% of votes, respectively. Stacey Korsgaden is in third place with 18% of the votes. In total, about 36,000 ballots were counted in San Luis Obispo County so far, a 19.8% turnout rate. Former probation officer sentenced to probation for felony grand theft. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced to probation for embezzling over $169,000. Phelan Sierra Rollins, while serving as the treasurer of the County Probation Peace Officers Association in 2023 and in 2024, repeatedly embezzled funds from the association. Because of her unique role and control over the checking account, debit card, and financial records of the association, her theft went undetected for some time. Rollins pleaded no contest to all nine charges of felony grand theft. Her sentence will be 2 years felony probation and 270 days in county jail. If she violates the terms of her probation, she faces a maximum of 8 years, 4 months in state prison. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "We are disappointed in this relatively light sentence, but we respect the judge's independence and authority to do so. The fact that Ms. Rollins has already fully paid the restitution was clearly a factor that weighed in her favor." A Northern Chumash tribe will conduct a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi Open Space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The County Air Pollution Control District says community members can expect to see smoke near Highway 101, with some related traffic delays. During the cultural burn, it's expected for either June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting. If conditions for a burn are not optimal, they may be rescheduled. Indigenous tribes of California conduct cultural burns for the purpose of revitalizing plants, reducing wildfire risk, enhancing habitat, and broadly maintaining indigenous lifeways and ecosystems. The city of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. The project will begin the second phase of modernization and revitalization of the city's public safety infrastructure. It includes a complete rebuild of Fire Station 1, renovations at Fire Station 2, and major upgrades to the police headquarters. The project is funded by the voter-approved Measure D20. Following the ceremony with remarks from city leadership and the fire and police chiefs, attendees are invited to meet with public safety personnel, view emergency response equipment, and learn more about the project. Paso Robles High School has named the valedictorian and salutatorian for the class of 2026. Valedictorian for this year is Kingston Anguiano, who earned a weighted GPA of 4.84. Quinn Kobayashi has been named as salutatorian with a weighted GPA of 4.81. Anguiano will attend UCLA in the fall, where he plans to study environmental science while pursuing a minor in business. He has been a member of the men's volleyball team, served as student council's senior class secretary, and served all 4 years in leadership. Kobayashi will also attend UCLA and plans to study business economics with a minor in entrepreneurship. Kobayashi served as senior class vice president and competed in the women's soccer team. The graduation ceremony for Paso Robles High School will be this Friday, June 5th at War Memorial Stadium. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, the Rockies over the Angels 8-2, the Athletics beat the Cubs 2-1, the Brewers over the Giants 8-3, the Phillies beat the Padres 3-2, and the Guardians over the Yankees 9-4. Tonight, the Angels will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Phillies, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, an active hostage situation is currently underway in Bakersfield, California from yesterday afternoon. At about 1 p.m. yesterday, officers were called to a Chase Bank in downtown Bakersfield from a bomb threat. Police arrived and a man had barricaded himself inside the building with several community members, saying he had a bomb strapped to his body. Multiple agencies are still at the scene, with two hostages released so far. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan has officially conceded the race for California governor on Tuesday night. Mahan is sixth place for governor with about 200,000 votes, or 4.5%. For the Los Angeles mayoral race, Karen Bass has secured her spot for the general election, gathering about 34% of the votes so far. Trailing behind her is Spencer Pratt with about 30.4% of the votes and Nithya Raman with 22.3% of the votes. About 40% remain to be counted. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KAPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The practice of beef on dairy is becoming increasingly common across the industry. International Dairy Foods Association President and CEO Dr. Michael Dykes talks about the concept and its benefits.
Having been a practicing dairy veterinarian, I remember the days that 3-day-old bull calves, it was hard to find a home for them, and they didn't bring hardly anything. Today, every time I talk to another dairy farmer, I hear another price. So they're $1,600, at least. They're adding probably $4 to $4.50 per hundredweight of milk to the milk check just because of the price of beef on dairy. That's probably 70-80% genetics, 20-30% of what we're seeing on the butterfat. The advanced genetics that they're using, sex semen to produce the amount of heifers that they need for replacements, and then the rest are going to beef on dairy.
Beef on dairy is a practice that uses beef sires on dairy cows to produce calves raised strictly for beef, offering better feedlot performance and meat quality than traditional dairy-type cattle. Adoption has climbed quickly. Beef on dairy made up 7% of fed cattle slaughter in 2022, which is about 2.6 million head. On dairy's use of beef semen has surged from 18% of calves in 2019 to 31% of all semen sold to the dairy sector.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is working with Costco Wholesale and county agricultural officials to track down and destroy grapevines that could be infested with invasive glassy-winged sharpshooters. The leaf-hopping insects were found on grapevine shipments sold at select Costco locations in California between April 21st and May 21st. The pest threatens California vineyards because it can spread the bacterium that causes Pierce's disease, which is fatal to grapevines. Counties with Costco locations suspect to have received shipments of potentially infested nursery plants include Kings, Marin, Mendocino, Merced, Monterey, Placer, Sacramento, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and other counties. CDFA has asked people who bought grapevines from Costco in affected counties to isolate the plants and contact their local county agriculture department. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. North-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, and sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Mid-80s Friday, upper 70s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s on Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mostly lower, though investors are looking at a better-than-expected reading on the job market, some upbeat earnings, but also higher crude oil prices as traders monitor developments in the Iran conflict. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 122,000 new jobs created by private employers in May. Chipmaker Marvell Technology shares up another 9.5% after NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said this week Marvell's stock market value could reach $1 trillion. Palo Alto Networks shares down 5%, even though the cybersecurity company reported an upbeat quarter. Macy's earnings topped expectations. The iconic retailer is seeing signs that its turnaround plan is working. Macy's shares are up 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tachi. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tachi cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash and a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us.
Here's my story, it's sad but true.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 hey.
Away from
the Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Karen, sound off. She'll have some folks in going over the election results so far. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice on the text message. Let's see here. People don't vote because of the corruption. Just found out that LA uses the same Smartmatic voting machine, the predecessor to the Dominion, and the brand used to destroy the once prosperous Venezuela. Karen Bass won. That's what it says here on the text. Okay, so let's just take... Okay, so people don't vote because of corruption. Does that mean we stop voting? Apathy. Does that mean we stop voting? You don't trust the results, so we stop voting. To me, you fight. You fight all this. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. No, we don't stop voting, and we don't stop fighting. Yesterday at the Board of Supervisors on this River's Edge project, Supervisor Pichon recused himself because he's a plaintiff in the Quietel lawsuit, which is part of this discussion because San Miguel is a defendant in that lawsuit, and so is the county. So they're co-defendants. So the rest of the board was voting for a co-defendant. Now, there was a specific item in that, and just so the listeners understand, I deal in facts and evidence, not the faces, not the people. So the fact was that they were basing this on a community plan that was done in 2016. Specifically, the community plan says that they're looking out to 2035. That's their horizon. And if anything changes before that, if there's significant changes, they have to redo the plan. Heather Marino says, well, it says right here, the community plan should be updated prior to 35. She says, it doesn't say it shall be. It says it should be. In the very next sentence, at the end of this paragraph, it says that a comprehensive update will be necessary if one of the criteria of the two criteria are met. And the main criteria that we were pointing out was met 6 years ago, and the plan wasn't updated, and she hangs her hat on something else. And seconds Bruce Gibson's motion to move this thing forward when none of this information was given at the Planning Commission that the person who filed the appeal was complaining about and what they were doing. All these guys, these three people are sitting up there backing the county staff who didn't do their job and lied. The county council, who sat there and lied right to my face about the court order and what they don't have to do, and I had the document in my hand, and I get 3 minutes to speak. Murray Powell jumped up like a point of order when they were discussing, when they were trying to pass the thing, because they were using information that they had just put in that morning that wasn't in the agenda packet that the public gets that's supposed to be out 72 hours before the meeting. And they wanted to shut him down, and he refused to say, no, you can't do this. And, of course, little Jimmy stopped the meeting for 5 minutes so him and Heather could go out and hug around the corner because their hearts were broken. Bruce thought it was funny. And the sheriff that was standing there, he didn't know what to do because there was nothing that was done wrong. It was just say, wait a minute, point of order, I'm standing up, I'm protesting. You're not doing this correctly, and you can't use information that's not in that the public gets to see before you talk about it. But they didn't care. They didn't care. The person representing the developer lied. All of this is on video. We're not going to stop here. And like I said, it's not about the development. It's not about the people involved other than those supervisors. I really felt betrayed by the 5th District supervisor. I live in the 5th District. I could not believe that you can't listen to the facts when you have the documents provided to you and that you do something other than that. And I'm asking myself, for what purpose?
Well, one of the questions I'm thinking about, Greg, is if this indeed, you know, they didn't do the proper procedure on the notification of the public and adding the whatever the words and so forth, where is county council on this?
They're sitting right there going along because they just sit there to protect the board because they know it's wrong. And they were all confused. Now, wait a minute. You're saying, you know, they said, well, this doesn't matter, like for the court case. I gave them the exact, they said, they've never been quantified on the amount of water they can use. I said, excuse me, you're mistaken on that. I'm the only one in that building that was in that room out of, I don't know, 20 people that were in there. I said, I am the only one that's been to every court trial. None of you attorneys, nobody on this board has been to that. I went to that San Jose court 32 times and 12 Zoom court meetings. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. It was 7 years ago. June 2nd was yesterday. June 7th of 2019, that court order came out. 7 years ago. And the court trial that happened in the end of August and September in 2018 set the stage for a second trial that was a quantification trial, which quantifies the amount of water that they're going to get, happened 6 months after that in March. I gave them the date. It's on the document. And then I said, and 3 months after that, this court order. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Do you guys know how to read? What law school did you go to? They don't care.
What was the vote? What was the, Pashong recusing? So was it... Then 4-0?
No, it was 3 because Ortiz's leg was not there. So if Heather would have said, you know, you don't have the water because you don't have supplemental water. You have a court order that says what you can use and what you can't use. You're claiming that there's a problem in the basin, but there's only a problem for the people. Now, all the people that are going to be charged that almost $30 an acre foot charge, and they have until June 8th to protest that charge from the evaporation measurement that we talked about.
Right.
They need to protest. They need to protest this. They need to understand that they're allowing San Miguel, which is second in the seat. They're an appropriator. They're not an overlier. They're not being charged. They're being allowed to pump more water from the basin while you're telling all the other people, we're going to charge you for using your beneficial right on your land.
Greg, did Heather give a specific reason why she would vote in favor of this?
All she said was, well, it says here in this deal that it should be updated. It doesn't say it shall be, and shall means you should do it. And that's why I said, in the very next sentence, it said, the plan will be necessary if you meet the criteria. The criteria was met 6 years ago.
Okay, the plant.
It was right. It was
the plant and the water aside, has there been an EIR report submitted?
This is part of it. They're using a 2016, a 10-year-old report, and the report was supposed to be updated if they met the criteria.
Okay, so does it? So that has to show the impact on a whole bunch of things, including the road situation.
The road, the sewer, the water, the everything that you can throw out on all the different impacts that are going to happen. The fire, you name it. The lady representing the developer said, well, they're going to put in fire hydrants. I said, they had fire hydrants at Pacific Palisades that I lost 12,000 homes.
Yeah. Because you're looking at what, approximately 500 extra cars?
Well, it's just under 200 homes with the possibility of ADUs on half of it. So now you can go over 300 homes. So just figure 2 cars per household. If you add ADUs to that number, you're going to have 2 cars at each of those. That road can't handle that. I don't know.
No, it can't. I come in that way every single morning. It can handle.
Can you imagine even 100 more cars on a regular basis every morning?
No. Well, 2 things. One, for me, it wouldn't affect me because of the hours that I come in. But overall, when you have that many cars, extra cars in that particular area daily, you're looking at major impact.
Yeah, and you know, just to bring up the fire aspect of it, because of my history, you have 1 paid person for that fire department on a regular basis. That's the guy that is designated as the chief. He has no history other than this job of being in the fire service, but nothing against the guy. Okay, so you got 1 fire engine, 1 paid guy. When the Templeton Green fire happened, San Miguel went to that fire. Why, I have no idea. It was a surround and drowned. So they didn't have enough water in Templeton. They had to get water from Paso Robles and lay a hose line to get more water. Templeton has more water than San Miguel does. And so while they were gone, there was a fire in San Miguel, and a company from the city of San Luis had to go to San Miguel. And so you have a scenario that just happened last year to show you, even though you have fire service and your fire protection, that it really, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to do what you think you're going to be able to do. They don't have enough storage of water for a long, drawn-out fire. You're doing a stack-and-pack housing development with you know, a couple little streets on a crowded area where people are going to get away. You're surrounded in an area that would be considered by the insurance as a higher fire problem, and you don't have the system built in. Your water pipes are from the 60s and that are concrete and asbestos that are going to need to be replaced. They're so old. And I mean, you can go on and on and on, but they're always on this deal. We're a disadvantaged community, and we need grant money. We need other people's money to make our place beautiful.
Well, exactly what is the definition of a disadvantaged community?
The squeaky wheel that cries they can't do nothing unless they get grants. I don't know. I'm sure there's some kind of a federal or state number the income of the area or something.
Okay, well, this may be too simple, but if you think that you want to grow, but you can't afford to grow because there's risk involved when you can't afford it, why do you grow?
Because they want, you know, they're chasing their tail. They want the more tax revenue because they don't have enough money to spend. You know, there's like...
Okay, that's great.
Go ahead.
But if you go back and do any research on the paradise situation, and going back to the 70s, there were a lot of people that said, we can't do this, and we shouldn't do this, because if we ever have a major fire, this is going to be a disaster. And, the powers that be, again, chasing the tail and the money and so forth, that came to fruition when that town was destroyed because of the planning that was done. And again, there was a major article, I think from the late 70s or early 80s, that put caution to the wind, so to speak, on, hey, this is not a good idea.
You're 100% correct, and this is the whole concept behind these community plans and these EIRs, to make sure you don't get to that situation. But if the powers to be and the representatives aren't going to follow the guidelines that have been laid out to update these things because of whatever reason, does the developer have something to do with these people that are voting for him over the people that live in the community that are blowing the whistle and saying, hey, wait a minute, well, we're not saying don't do the development. We're saying do the parts of that you need to do first before you do the development.
Well,
but that doesn't fit their deal. She's not, are you concerned about the constituents that live in the area first? Are you concerned about the developer?
Look, you know as well as I do, with the only exception of Meacham, Harry Ovitt, and maybe John, the rest of these supervisors, they don't know anything about San Miguel.
Correct.
It's just the truth. All right, Greg, we're out of time. I got to go.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced to probation for embezzling over $169,000. Fallon Sierra Rowland served as treasurer of the association, and her theft went undetected for some time due to her unique control over the organization's finances. She has been sentenced to 270 days in county jail and 2 years in felony probation. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County last night. In the District 2 Supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes. In Supervisor District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400 votes. In the Clerk Recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead with over 60% of votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today with highs in the mid-80s, sunny for the afternoon. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The president says he'd like to meet the new Ayatollah after the wounded, disfigured son of the deceased Ayatollah joined peace talks, telling the New York Post Pod Force One.
He is giving approval because that's the way it has been for a long, long time. His father and then him, I guess it's a succession. But we seem to be getting along quite well.
It says Iran has agreed not to acquire nuclear weapons amid more U.S. defensive strikes on Iran speedboats. California is still counting its primary vote, but L.A. Mayor Karen Bass forced into a runoff. Number two challenger right now, Spencer Pratt.
I hope she's ready, because I literally could not be more excited.
Republican Steve Hilton leads for California governor. Democrat Javier Becerra, number two. Montana conservative radio host Aaron Flint wins the GOP primary for Ryan Zinke's house seat. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Warm one today, or hot. Highs in the mid-90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. And for your Thursday, that's the correct, we should be in the low to mid-90s. Upper 80s on Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday and Monday, low 80s Tuesday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:15 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Let's see here. It is the Templeton's biggest 4th of July celebration. Several sponsorship opportunities are available. They have a premium sponsorship and the Templeton Takeover sponsorship. And they have a beer garden sponsorship. Interested in participating? Don't wait. It is the Templeton 4th of July parade coming up. You know the date for that one. So check out the city and sponsor and vendor spots open. That's for the 4th of July in the park there in Templeton. Also coming up, once again, this is a reminder, and I think tomorrow is the final day. You can get your tickets for the Honor Flight Central Coast, the Pour Fest. It's P-O-U-R. Wine, beer, food, silent, and live auction. It is at the Estrella Warbird Museum from 5:30 until 9 o'clock. All right, and of course, this helps out with the Honor Flight Central Coast. The complete ticket proceeds go to that. And again, to get those tickets and to help out with this amazing group of people who do so much for our veterans, you can simply go to honorflightccc.org. That's honorflightccc.org. Again, it's Saturday, and I believe that Bear told me that Thursday, tomorrow, is the last day that you can get the tickets for that. All righty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. Brunch on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed, mighty fine jewelry. And they do repairs, too. So they do everything for you. All right, let's see here on our local celebrity list. Cindy Kamek-Ince, Joe Friedling, Keith Swank is having another birthday. Jerry Vandergon, Shelby Bailo, Janine Hagenson, Mark Lopez, Zane Harvey. Coach Shemke's having a birthday. Tony Gustafson and Patrick and Christy Ward are having a birthday. So there you go. Oh, and Riley L. Ronthanzi. Close enough there. All right, on my right-hand side, some people no doubt you have heard of. And we start off with Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, 1808-1889. Barney Oldfield, Motorsports Hall of Famer, 1878-1946. Maurice Evans, the actor, 1901. You may remember him from Bewitched. He passed away in 1989. Who else do we have? Oh, Josephine Baker, the singer and dancer, 1906-1975. Paulette Goddard, the actress, 1910-1990. Leo Gorcy, the Dead End Kids, you remember the Bowery Boys, 1917-1969. Colleen Dewars, the actress, 1924-1991. The blues musician, you remember the guy on the harmonica, Jimmy Rogers, 1924. He died in 1997. Tony Curtis, always liked him. 1925-2010, the Beat Generation poet, Allen Ginsberg, 1926-1997. The Bootster, Boots Randolph, the sax guy, one of the big guys down there at the Nashville Sound, 1927-2007. Oh, man, I just love this guy. More stuff. Chucky Baby, Chuck Barris, producer of The Dating Game, and, of course, one of the greatest shows of all time, The Gong Show. 1927-2017. Yeah, I love that stuff. Who else do we have? Diamond Jim Gentile, baseball, 1934. Ian Hunter of Mont the Hoople, 1939. Ooh, the cool guy, Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. 1942, he passed away in 1999. The Kangaroo Kid, Basketball Hall of Famer, Billy Cunningham, 1943. Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback, Emmett Thomas, 1943. Hale Irwin, 1945. From the Birds, Michael Clark, 1946-1993. Hey There, Lonely Girl singer, Eddie Holman, 1946. Susie Quattro, the actress, Happy Days, 1950. Let's hear it for the boys, Denise Williams, 1950. Everybody's former first lady, the non-liar, Jill Biden. She was born in 1951. Remember, she is a doctor. Billy Powell from Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1952-2009. Who else do we have here on this list? The guy that his pants fell down at first base. Psycho, I think, was his nickname. Steve Lyons, 1960. Onward, we have, who do we owe? Carl Everett, a different kind of baseball player, 1970. Wasn't too bad, but anyway. The fine catcher, Jose Molina, 1975. And Rafael Nadal, one of the great tennis players, 1986. And I think that is it. Yes, it is. All right, passing away on this day, Ann Turner Cook, the Gerber baby. She died in 2022. From Louisville, Kentucky, Cassius Clay. You know him as Muhammad Ali. He passed away in 2016. James Arness. Oh, yeah, Gunsmoke, 2011. The suicide doctor, Jack Kevorkian, 2011. Who else do we have passing away on this day? Pigeon Saves 1,000 Lives, G.I. Joe, the Pigeon, 1961. Inventor of the medicine ball, William Muldoon, 1933. The attorney who, remember when they used to have, what was it called, something talk at the fair? F. Lee Bailey. Passed away in 2021, Rue McClanahan, 2010, David Carradine, 2009, Anthony Quinn, 2001. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when he was at North Carolina for his career, and this was the first time it was done in NCAA history, the Kangaroo Kid, he averaged 25 points and 16 rebounds for his career at North Carolina, and he went on to win a championship with the 76ers and one of the great teams. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, the one and only Billy Cunningham to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project on Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. The project will begin the second phase of modernization and revitalization of the city's public safety infrastructure. A Northern Chumash tribe will be conducting a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi open space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The APCD says community members can expect to see some smoke near the US 101. The burn is planned for June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegastorage.com.
Billy Cunningham not only won a championship as a player for the 76ers, but also as a coach. His combined average for both the NBA and the ABA, 22 points a game and 11 rebounds for his career. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.